Tony, we're going to just touch on last night's defeat. You were 2-0 down at half time. Give us your thoughts on the overall performance of the team.
Look, it was a difficult game. Obviously, you don't want to take the journey into it, but I think we finished the game very well. The sucker punch coming just before half time to, I suppose, go 2-0 down, and then to go 3-0 down 2 or 3 minutes into the second half just wasn't ideal. And then I suppose whether they took the foot off the gas or what it was, I don't know, but we put a bit of pressure on them for the last half hour, and just, I know we scored one, but we couldn't get enough to take anything up the road again.
Lots of positives, which we will talk about very soon regarding Finnhart Football Club at the minute. One of those positives, Tony, is the youth setup and the young guys getting the opportunity to play first team of football. And we know when you came into the league, maybe you would have maybe former League of Ireland Premier Division players playing at the club. Talk to me about Tony McNamee now playing with these young guys, and what does it mean to Tony McNamee to see the young homegrown talent being produced in the county?
Look, again, everyone, I suppose it's a great to see that the young players are getting a chance now. Well, I know, I suppose when we were in the Premier Division, it was probably trying to stay in the division more than anything, and it was probably hard to blood young players in through the squad. But you see the talent that's there now. There's a lot of young players coming through, the likes of Gavin McAteer, Josh Cullen, Oisin Cooney, that have played, and then after that then there's a lot coming through on the bench and everything then too, but it just goes to show you that there is a lot of talent around the Northwest, like, and if they stick to what they're doing, they'll be given a chance.
Young Darren McGinnis, he's banging in the goals lately, Tony. He got another one last night. He has youth and schoolboy experience at international level, so another goal for Darren last night, so it'll certainly do his confidence no harm.
It was actually Conor Turris that scored it, Kieran. Dara is trying to claim it, but no, to be fair, it was Conor Turris that scored it. So, unfortunately, then he pulled up them with a hamstring. So, it could be touch and go for him come Friday night. But as you say, Dara has been a breath of fresh air since he's come in. He struggled a bit with injuries towards the end of pre-season, and I think it affected him in the first 2 or 3 games, but he's come to life now. He's pace, he has power, he's a clinical finisher then too, and he's a likeable character as well. His work ethic is through the roof as well, like, so he's a great addition to the squad this year.
End of a 6-match unbeaten run, two away games in a row, lots of travelling, Tony. So the next up now is Treaty United and Balbofeanham. What's your message to the home supporters? They have been coming out in numbers lately. The Kevin McHugh era has got off to a great start, and I'm sure the hope is return to winning ways. Treaty United ain't going to be easy on Friday night.
Oh, definitely not. No, like, you look through the games we played against them last year, and I suppose we were beat down there earlier on in the season. It's been nip and tuck between the two teams in the last year or two. We've won a couple and they've won a couple, and there's been a couple of draws as well. But as you say, the fans have been coming out in great support this season, and hopefully it keeps up. We'll try our best on the pitch to win games, but again, you can't just turn up and expect to win everything. We'll do as much homework now. We'll, I suppose, get recovered over the weekend. It was a difficult journey. It's late back last night, so we'll get ourselves recovered over the weekend and look forward to the week ahead.
Tony, I'm not going to let you go without mentioning the gaffer. You're a young boy coming into the Finnhart setup, and I'm sure Kevin McHugh's experience was a huge help to you. Did you see his leadership skills, that he would be the Finnhart's manager come one day?
Yeah, look, you seen it. It was clear as day. His leadership and everything on the pitch, you could see that he was going to, whether it was going to be a manager or it was going to be an assistant manager or something along those lines. But you seen the football knowledge that he has. He has great staff then behind him then too that help him. I suppose he can have more to look at as well, along with the staff, But you could see it from whenever I came in 2015, you could see it that he had a lot of football knowledge, and you could see that he would progress further up the football ladder after he had finished the football, after playing. But now, look, again, it was probably an easy appointment for the board. He's a Finn Harps man through and through, and again, the work he's done with the academy, it just goes to show you that he'll give boys a chance too. He knows all the academy coaches well. He'll know the ins and outs of playing in the league as well, so he knows what it takes to become a League of Ireland player. So again, it was a great appointment in my opinion.